Ask the Almighty to release the healing flow. For the remaining days of your life, that you will enjoy the healing flow. Let lack never be part of your life. Let God turn every lack into wealth that will flourish. Let God turn your failing into great success. Great success every day in this year. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I would like you to rise on your feet. Just hold your neighbor, your sister, or your brother standing beside you. And you only pray one prayer. You're going to pray for your neighbor that for the remaining days of his or her life, God will turn every failure into success. Go ahead and pray. Almighty Father, for the remaining days in the life of your child, turn every failure into success. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And let me hear the loudest believing amen here. Give the Lord the loudest clap offering you can. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me just give you a few instructions as we continue with this retreat. Nobody passes here again with any child. And then parents with children should sit at the back there. Those seats in front, I believe they are not for decoration. Occupy them. Because of the camera people, occupy those seats in front. So that the people who are coming can go to the back and sit down. Late, we'll just move in this way without distraction. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We are reading from verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We are laying the foundation of this time with Jesus on thanksgiving, the power of a thankful heart. Thanksgiving, the power of a thankful heart. Be joyful always. Pray continually. And then give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, when the Bible says in all circumstances, there is no better interpretation than the way it's stated. In all circumstances, give thanks to the Lord, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In Psalm 147, Psalm 147, we'll read verse 7 and 8 or to 9. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with cloud. He prepares the rain for the earth. He makes the grass to grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. God is the one who covers the heavens with a cloud. You can see the sky covered with cloud. God is the one. God is the one that prepares the earth for rain, or prepares the rain for the earth. When you see rainfall, God is the one who has prepared the rain to come down upon the earth. God is the one that makes the grass to grow. And that's why when you look at the goodness of God, you have every cause to give thanks to Him. Giving thanks to the Almighty God, making melody. In every circumstances, there are so many things that you can see to give thanks to God for. Why are we laying the foundation? Because the major problem a lot of people have is a thankful heart. One of the demons we're going to be looking at, that is a demon that is a destroyer, is an ingratitude heart. And if you want to enjoy greatness this year, you must have a very, very thankful heart. You must be full of thanksgiving. So I'm going to be giving us point to point in the study, because I'm going to be, as much as I can, give you understanding in this seminar within these 14 days. So when you hear P1, it means principle number one. So P1, in all circumstances, give thanks to God. In all. So there is nothing like, well, I can give thanks to God for this one, I cannot give thanks to God for this other one. No. In all circumstances, if you want to stay victorious, you must learn to give thanks to the Almighty God. P2, if you want to see great things happen in your life, great things happen in your calling or your family, then you must constantly develop the attitude and practice the attitude of thanksgiving. You must develop it. You must practice the attitude of thanksgiving if you want to. That means if you don't want to see great things in your life, no, don't have the attitude of thanksgiving. Don't have the attitude of praise. But if you want to see great things happen in your life, be an individual with a thankful heart. Psalm 92 verse 1. Psalm 92 verse 1. You see there, the Bible testifying to us, Psalm 92 Verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. That means if you don't give thanks to the Lord, it's a bad thing. It is a very good thing to give thanks. Now, when you say good, the opposite of good is bad. The opposite of bad is good. When you learn to give thanks to the Almighty God, it is a good thing to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Morning, afternoon, night, at all times, giving thanks, declaring the praises of the Almighty God. Declaring praises of what God is, who God is, and what God is doing. So giving thanks, P3. Giving thanks in everything prepares the way for greater things to happen. Giving thanks in everything, it prepares the way for greater things to happen in your life. Greater things to happen in our land or in our nation, it will come by giving thanks. If Nigerians know how to give thanks and know how to praise the Almighty God in all circumstances, Nigeria will be a great nation. A lot of times, tomorrow we're going to see that. The destroyer has destroyed so many people because of ingratitude. The inability to give thanks to the Almighty God. Giving thanks in everything prepares the way. If you want your way to be right, you want to have an open heaven, you want your way that will invite the blessings of God upon your life, then you must learn to give thanks to God. You must learn to give thanks to God in all circumstances. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 12. Remember the wondrous work that he has done, his miracles and the judgment he has uttered. You know, one thing that is very difficult to remember is goodness. It's always very easy to remember bad things. Very easy to remember bad situations. That's why you realize that somebody, God can do something in his life, one here today, he forgets very soon. A woman goes to the labor room and told God, promise God, if you can just deliver me to have this child, I promise you, for the remaining days of my life, every day I will be praising you. Give her just 1 month, she has forgotten. She becomes a complainer. Because it is easy to forget the goodness someone has done and remember the bad things. But the Almighty, the scripture says in that Chronicles, remember the wondrous works that he has done. If there is nothing that you can remember now, remember what God has done before. Remember what God has done when you were born, when you were conceived, when you were growing up, when you went through certain life challenges and God saw you through. Remember those things. They are enough to make you give thanks to the Almighty God. There are certain miracles God has wrought in your life, certain judgments God has also brought, uttered judgment upon certain forces that said you will not be born. But somehow the miracle of God, your mother shared with you that it is a miracle given back to you. Because God uttered a judgment and silenced the counsel of the adversary. Gratitude, P4. Gratitude has the power to transform your common days. Gratitude. When you have the heart of gratitude, it has the power to transform your ordinary days into thanksgiving. That's why there is not going to be an ordinary day in your life, because gratitude, when somebody has a grateful heart, oh, he enjoys God every day. God turns your ordinary day into a day of feasting and thanksgiving. A gratitude heart turns your routine jobs Alright, your business is what you are used to. It's becoming boring. If you have a gratitude heart, it will turn it into joy. That's why you have heard people said, when people are coming to look for work in your shop, they would beg you. They are coming to look for work in the office where you are. They will do everything and beg you to get that job. But give them a few months later, they begin to complain. They begin to moan and murmur. The job becomes boring because they don't have a gratitude heart. But when you have a gratitude heart, your routine job, what you're doing every day, it becomes exciting. It's filled with joy because you have a grateful heart. When you have a gratitude heart, it changes your ordinary opportunities into blessings. When you have a gratitude heart, it changes your ordinary opportunities into great blessings. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Even just for what God has done by giving us a kingdom that cannot be shaken is enough for you to be celebrating God every day. Therefore, let us be grateful. Let our hearts be full of gratefulness and gratitude for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. P5. A sincere attitude of gratitude. Sincere attitude of gratitude is a beatitude for secured altitude. That means the height you want to go in life, how far you want to go in life is secured by your attitude of gratefulness. If you don't want to go far, have a heart that is full of complaint and murmuring. That's why if you realize this secret here, every opportunity, God will always bring ordinary opportunities before you. But if you are grateful, He converts them to greater blessing. That's why people will see you swimming in blessing, great blessing. They don't know that it is the same ordinary opportunity they have, but they are not grateful. Many people are not grateful with what God has done in their life, where they are today, because they are forgotten. They are forgotten. While they were in school, while they were in the youth service, they are forgotten. When God gave them an opportunity, they are where they are today, they are forgotten. And so they are always sad. Sad about their job, sad about their businesses, sad about the things that they are doing. That's why the things are the way they are. They are not growing. God cannot bless an ingrate. God blesses someone that has an attitude of gratitude. It is secured. It secures your altitude. That means it secures your heights in life. Be thankful. Be thankful for what you have. You will end up having more. Be thankful for what you have. Somebody is looking at somebody's wrapper. What you don't have is not your own to think about it and worry. You have something with you. Be thankful for it. You know, most times we look at the things that does not belong to us and we worry over them. You are not grateful for the immediate things that God has given you. Now, if you are not thankful for what you have, if you are not thankful for what you have, you will never have. If you are not thankful for what you have, you will never have enough. But when you are thankful for what you have, you will always end up in your life having more and more and more and more. Show me somebody that is working in a place and they are paying him 1,000 and he's thankful for, number one, being given a place to work.
always coming with thankfulness, you can be sure that the person will have more. But show me somebody that is being paid 100,000 and is not thankful. I will show you somebody that very soon his life will be more miserable than the one that is getting 1,000 with a gratitude. This country is tremendously blessed. What you see all over, dotted all over the landscape of this country is ingrates. That's why they never have enough. When you want to have enough, the only way you can have enough is a grateful heart. God gave you a home. He gave you one room. You are not grateful. One day you celebrate, you thank God and all of that. 1 year later you begin to murmur. It's not enough. You are married. You have a child. God has blessed you with a child. God gave you a girl. You are not happy. You celebrate for 1 day. After 1 year, you begin to complain. Why didn't God give you a boy? Ungratefulness. That's why many people don't have enough. But God's desire is to give you more than enough. And the only way you can appreciate that you have more than enough is when you have a grateful heart. I remember some few years ago, we were at the airport and somebody pulled out money from his pocket and gave one of these airport attendants, and I think it was 20 naira. So the man stretched his hand and the man gave him 20 naira. He collected 20 naira. He did like this. Is it 20 naira you give me? Take your money. The man said, you're not grateful for the 20. I am the one who has the money. It's not you. Even if I give you 1 naira, you should be grateful. But you know what he did? He closed down favors. Because the man said, actually, I was only testing you. I had in my mind to give you 5,000. But something ministered to me that the reason why this man will never progress is because he's never grateful. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. To the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. You have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep. How great are your works? You know, I remember a story I once shared with us here, those of you who were here those days. A man was always complaining. He's so tired of life. He said, let me just die, self. What is it? Why am I living? Look at the only thing I have is only this trouser and this shirt. Let me just die. I don't want to live again. See the way others have, people that I met in life, people that met me, they have overtaken me. Look at the way they are living better than me. Let me just die. So he went to hang himself because he's tired of life. While he climbed up to hang himself, there was somebody at the bottom of the tree. He said, hey, when you kill yourself, I'm waiting for your trouser. All I'm waiting for is your trouser. He said, I won't die again. He came down from the tree. So he said, ah, so you mean that my life is better than some people? You don't have a grateful heart. You don't know that where God has brought you to and what God has done in your life, he has done much more than you can imagine. There are 1,000,001 people you are better off than them. Look at the works of God. And sing for joy. God is awesome. God is a great one. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I thank you. Father, I give you the glory. P6. Thanksgiving breaks the power of the enemy. Whenever you give thanks to God, despite the most difficult circumstances, the enemy loses a big battle in your life. Whenever you give thanks, each time you are giving thanks to God in the midst of all the situations of life, in the most difficult circumstances in life, the enemy is losing a big battle. But anytime you are not giving thanks to the Almighty God, you are making the enemy to win the battles of your life. Thanksgiving breaks the power. Breaks the power. Breaks the power. Breaks the power of the enemy. That's why you realize that Jesus, whether it is 2 loaves of bread, or it is 2 fishes or 5, it doesn't matter the quantity. Even though there is so much need, in all circumstances, Jesus will learn to give thanks. And that's why he was, and he lived as a conqueror. Jehoshaphat gave thanks to the Almighty God, in praising God, worshiping God, and God gave them victory over the enemy. Many times, the enemy has always gotten you because of your ungrateful heart. And you're saying, oh God, do you look at me? God said, what will I look at? You that is not grateful. What is it that made Job to conquer the enemy? Thankful heart. Job was thankful. Job was grateful. I thank you for giving me a kingdom that is secured. This life, anything I get, I will surely leave them one day. But thank you for giving me soul. Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come into this life. That was the way Job lived his life. That kind of an attitude of thanksgiving, it made the enemy to lose big time. Big time. But when we see in certain situations, we say, well, you see, when things are better and fine, we can give thanks. But I can't give thanks in this kind of a situation. Well, that's why the enemy will be winning. But if you want to see the enemy lose the battles in your life, learn to give thanks in all circumstances. Psalm 69 verse 30 to verse 31. Psalm 69 verse 30 to 31. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. You either magnify your problem or you magnify God. You either magnify your affliction or you magnify the healer. If you magnify your problem will oppress you. If you magnify the Almighty God will take away the problem that the enemy has brought. I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise God with a song. I will. Nothing will stop me. I will praise him. I will praise him for everlasting. I will praise him every day of my life. I will praise him in all situations. Because God is in charge. God is in control. My life is far better. I am better than 1,000,000,001 people. Let me tell you this truth here. The least person among us here is better than 2 billion people. If you hear the story of 2 billion people on the earth, your hands will be, you will just be waving your hands. I told us this before I traveled last year. Persevering with thanksgiving. Don't forget that message. Persevering with thanksgiving. And I gave us examples on people saying, talking to God, Father, why? Look at my mate. He's driving this car. Look at my mate. They are even having houses. Look at my mate. They are even having children. Look at my mate. All. Look at my mate. You have not asked my mate that are in the mortuary. My mate that don't have a job. My mate that are working, they don't have marriage. My mate that are so mature, they have never done anything wrong. They don't have children. My mate are there. They cannot have one meal to eat in a day. You didn't ask yourself. Go through your album and you will see certain people you love so much that are no more alive. They were your friends. They were your mates. And you're still alive. You have more than enough to give thanks to the Almighty God. Give him a clap offering. So always sad. In all circumstances, in all situations you find yourself, you must learn to give thanks to the Almighty God. I went to the hospital some time ago to pray with some people. And when I went to the hospital alone, and I saw legs of people that were hanging, those legs were being hanged for more than 3 months. Look at your leg. You even throw it away you want to. Yet you're not grateful. You're carrying one long face of sadness. One long face that God has not done it for you. You are wicked to yourself. God has done more than enough. Give the Lord the loudest clap offering. I went to a place. I saw a lady that they would put tubes. They were feeding her through tubes for more than 3 months. And look at me. Whenever I want to eat, I can eat. Except I don't want to eat. But if I want to eat, I will eat. Now you are not grateful to God. You're looking at the gari you have only. You say, only, only. Only gari, only gari. There is no even meat. Your mouth is always full of nyama nyama. Your words are not good at all. Your words are very poisonous. Ungrateful. Ungrateful. Only poisoning your own destiny. Give thanks. For it is good to give thanks. I'm going to give you 1 second again. Give the loudest clap offering. Give the loudest thanks to the Almighty God. Amen. P7, when you give thanks in the midst of difficulties, you bring pleasure to God's heart. When you give thanks in the midst of the most difficult time, the best time that God knows that you love him is in the midst of affliction. You can say you love God when everything is going well. But the best time to test you is when you're going through fire. And when you learn to give thanks to the Almighty God, oh, you bring pleasure to his heart. God is happy. And that's why that Psalm 69 verse 31. You see what the scripture says. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox. It will please the Lord more than a bull. Whatever I want to offer to God and I'm not thankful. That's why God said, if you're coming to give me anything and you're not cheerful, you're not coming with gratefulness in your heart, hold what you have because I don't want it. God is not pleased with it. It is a privilege for me to be saved. It is a privilege for me to be called. It is a privilege for me to be chosen. There are all the people you see that are not serving God or they are not born again. It's not that they wish it that way. It's just that there is a veil on their eyes. If they see the truth, they will go faster than you. I am saved today from Islam because God saved me. If it is not because of the salvation of the Lord, the veil he took off my eyes and the transition I had with him, I don't think I may probably be alive because of my radicalism. There is nothing in this life that will make me to believe Jesus is the Son of God. Absolutely nothing. I have never admired Christians. I saw Christians as the worst creatures, infidels, kafiris. I had a dirty look to every Christian until Jesus broke through my heart, arrested me. That's why today I can see the beauty of Christianity. That's why today I'm serving God unreservedly. Because you see, I don't know, the reason why some of you are casual is because you were born in a Christian environment. No wonder Jesus said to him that much is given, much is required. Some of us that came from the other side, we have tested two kingdoms. And this kingdom where I am is far better than the other one. That's why I am mad for Jesus Christ. Did you see the Shiite militias? Did you see them? Did you see their navy, their military, their army, their navy, their air force, their police in Zaria? Look at their regalias. Look at their training. Look at the way the women were being trained on judo for warfare. Just for satanic advances. Because their eyes are blind. And they are always excited at serving the devil because they are blind. And you are sad. You mourn over Christian, over what Christ has done. You tell him, what is it that Jesus has done for me, Seth? If he's not going to give me a car, I will leave him. Sure. Leave him, he does not change him. Plus you minus you, he remains God. Let me tell you the truth. All of us here, everybody here, leave Christianity, he will raise stones to praise him. Therefore, I decree and declare, for the remaining days of your life, God will be pleased with you. God will be pleased with your services. God will be pleased with your commitment. Give thanks to the Almighty God that you're safe. Give thanks. You know, in church, when somebody come and stand and say, brethren, praise the Lord. I am saved. I got born again. Praise the Lord. I am a backslider. God has restored me. Praise the Lord. Look at the way the people will clap their hands. But let somebody come and say, brethren, by the grace of God, a witch came and attacked me and God gave me victory. I conquer. You will hear the shout. Praise the Lord. God gave me a car. A brand new car. It's not even brand new. It's Belgium. Oh! Between the car or the house and the soul that is saved, which is the greatest? The soul. People will clap less for this one, they will clap more for that. Why? Because they don't have understanding. They don't know how to. They don't know that the most important thing in the eyes of God is for a soul to be saved and redeemed eternally. You can have the car will crush you. Look at the tallest building Dubai. 60-something story building caught fire. And it started burning from 60-something floor down. Because that kind of building, they are built with some soft material. Now, you can imagine people that are on the 60. Ebomi building is the tallest in northern Nigeria. Now, you can see the high. Now, you can imagine 7 times the height of Ebomi. And people are inside. Building, house, cars will all go. But when a soul is saved, it's eternal. Give the Lord the loudest clap offering. That's the first thing you celebrate God. You rejoice. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. It brings pleasure to the heart of God. P8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15. The more people that are coming to grace, the more people that are getting saved, it will increase our thanksgiving. Let's have the right mindset. Put the right priorities in place. What we need to give thanks and celebrate God when men and women are saved and converted. So, principle number 8 is God wants you to live in the realm of praise and thanksgiving. God wants you to live in that realm. That's why Paul said, in this we bring thanksgiving. There is an increase of thanksgiving. That's the realm we live. And that is the realm where no enemy can manipulate you. That is the realm where no enemy can conquer you. Look at the three Hebrew sons with a thankful heart. Oh King, even if this God that we're talking about will not save us, we're not going to bow down. Because this God is more than enough for us. A thankful heart. And God gave them victory. Look at Daniel. In all the conspiracy, you never hear Daniel complaining. Daniel was giving thanks to God, opened the window, gave thanks, worshiped God, adore him, glorify God. And God gave him victory over the lions. When you live in the realm of thanksgiving, the enemies cannot penetrate. That is the realm they cannot come to. That is the realm they cannot enter. Principle number 9 on thanksgiving. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Let me say this to all of us. Satan is always defeated when we give thanks. Anytime you give thanks to the Almighty God, Satan is defeated. That's one of the reasons you see, I've said this in prayer, if those of you that have daily encounter, you see the first is affirmation, adoration, appreciation, giving thanks to the Almighty God. Thank you for the assurance of your presence. When you're praying, you spend, if you're praying for an hour, you spend 30 minutes giving thanks. 10 minutes you confess before the Lord. And then the remaining 10, 15 minutes you bring your petitions. But you see people who would talk so much of the devil, so much of the devil. And that's why the devil is having control. Give thanks. Learn to give thanks. Then God will give you victory over the enemy. Develop a thankful heart. When you give thanks in a difficult time, you are making a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. It's a sacrifice. When you give thanks in a difficult time, it's a sacrifice you're making. And that sacrifice is pleasing to God. That sacrifice is awesome in the eyes of God. Acts 28 and verse 2. Acts 28 and verse 2. Why did Paul conquer the counsel of the enemy, the poison of the enemy? Because he gave thanks. He was grateful. He was grateful with what he received from the people. The native people showed us unusual kindness. For they kindled a fire and welcomed us all. Because it has begun to rain and it was cold. You all know the story of what happened. And while they were warming themselves, a viper just wrapped itself on the hands of Paul. But this is a man that is living in the realm of thanksgiving. In the realm of gratitude to God. That's why he said, whether I have or I don't have, I've learned to be contented. I've learned to celebrate God in all situations. How can somebody write the greatest epistles in the Bible while he was in the prison? In the prison, it would have been the place where the man would have been complaining, saying a lot of things. But no, it was in the prison. He wrote Philemon. It was in the prison. He wrote the Second Corinthians. It was in the prison. Paul wrote Ephesians. It was in the prison. He wrote Colossians. It was in the prison. He wrote Second Timothy. Go and read those scriptures. And you see the kind of spirit that the man had. He conquered the poison of the enemy by the reason of thanksgiving. A thankful heart. A thankful heart. I'm grateful to these people. They gave us water. They gave us fire to warm ourselves. It's been raining and it's cold. There are people that you do one thing for them, they are never grateful, but rather complain over it and say, you can do better than this. But Paul was grateful. Nisi was with me in the meeting. I went in Port Harcourt. She saw something. She realized, the things I endure, there are too many people that cannot endure it. We were kept in a very new hotel and in a suit. One of my colleagues was invited. He was kept there. He woke up in the morning. I was going to come back to Jos. And then I went to greet him before leaving with my host, Pastor Maros. Oh my God. The man said all kinds of things he was going to say. He has already packed his things. He had told all his people to get ready. He is supposed to be ministering for 2 days. What is it? The place is neat. The hotel is new. Because he ordered for certain kind of food and the hotel could not provide, he was going to leave the preaching for 2 days to go. Number two, he looked through the window and saw some bottles and dirty of some people who are living in shacks in the cross. He said, no. That's it. With all the begging and the pleading, he packed his load and his escort, they left. So, Nisi appreciated when her father endures all things. Because I count it a privilege to be called a servant of God. Hey! If you know the privilege God gave me, is a privilege a billion and one don't have. And this privilege he gave me to be a preacher of the gospel, even if it is in the remotest village, I will celebrate Jehovah. That's why you realize that I went to stay in Tokot for 3 weeks, lying down on the floor to change the lives of the people, because it's a privilege. That's why they asked, what is the thing that gave me that exceptional speed? All of them asked this question. It is nothing, a thankful heart. I am eternally grateful and I am eternally indebted to the Almighty God. If God has not done anything for me in this life, he gave me this thing called salvation. It is my greatest treasure. That's why there is no enemy that can ever succeed. Let them plan against El Buba in any way, except I'm not with this God. Their plans will all be aborted. People have asked, what is the secret of this man escaping every arrow of the enemy? Nothing but a thankful heart. Whatever situation I find myself, I'm coming out of that situation. Because no situation can ever get me down. You will overcome the enemy when you have a thankful heart. And you will make the enemy to be your friend when your heart is without thanksgiving. quickly. P10. Thanksgiving brings contentment. Thanksgiving brings contentment. Thank God for all the blessing He has given you instead of dwelling on the negatives or what you don't have. Let me say this to you. Discontentment dries up the soul. It dries up your rain of blessing. Any heart that is not contented, it dries up. Dries up your soul. That's why you see such people, their spiritual life is always dry. Because they are not contented. I mean, look at Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. He said, godliness, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. Godliness with contentment is a great gain. You want to have great gain? Be contented. You want to have great gain? Be contented. It is the lack of contentment that is making you to steal the money that is not your own. And life has not become better for you. Because you can steal it and buy chicken. But the price you will pay later. If you steal 10,000 from your office or your school or the place where you're working or of your boss and the man doesn't know. Go and eat what you want to eat. 3 years later, you will pay it in one hospital. Either you or your children. Contentment. You see somebody's shoe. Hey, you say, I like the shoe. The next thing you begin to do, because you're not contented, you go and borrow money to go and buy that shoe. Friends, everything in life has levels. Even though we are all equal in Christ, we are not the same level. Glory differs from glory. So don't deceive yourself and say, all of us are the same. We're not. We are all one in Christ, but we're not the same in hierarchy. These fingers are not the same. Is that correct? Don't deceive yourself and say, the Bible says we're all equal. We're all equal in Christ. He redeemed all of us by the blood. He saved all of us by the blood. All of us are going to heaven, but all of us are not equal. That's why even in heaven, there is Abraham and there is Lazarus in the bosom. Why will Lazarus not go and sit down and say, me and Abraham were equal? Even in heaven, there are sizes. Even in heaven, the crown some people will wear will be different from other people. Why didn't God just give a blanket? And let me say this to all of you here. If today you are only having one shoe and you celebrate God and take care of that one shoe as the best of the shoe in this world, your level is going to change later. Nothing remains permanent. You can only keep yourself bound with an ingratitude heart. You're not contented. You just pass. You're passing a shop. You see a cloth. You do like this. And all you're going is you're thinking about that. Your salary is 10,000 naira and you're buying chicken. You're wicked. You are evil. Your salary is 30,000 naira. You're going to designer shop to buy designer suit. You are stupid. Because you're not contented. Can you imagine somebody who is earning 20,000 naira? You are 20,000 naira, you have a family, you have children, they are going to school, and you're going to buy a Mercedes Benz. That's why you have to steal to maintain it. God is great. God is big. Godliness with contentment is a great gain. You want to have great gain? Be contented. God will take you there. Let me say this to you. One day in the history of your life, the tire of your car will buy other cars. Be contented. Be contented. You have 5 dresses. Thank God. If now what you can buy is bend down boutique, give glory to God. With all the great things God was doing with me and Pastor Uka, we were sharing it in South Africa with Pastor Uka. Pastor Uka's wife was working in Citizen Bank. That time, Citizen Bank used to be the bank of the rich. But we know our level. Even though we are seen as great men of God, me and him will go to CMS. Because we know the burden we have. We know the things we have to solve. We are not irresponsible men. There is a family to take care of, school fees to pay, house to take care of, office to pay, staff. We have to make sure that everything God gives us, we save to make sure that the vision goes on. When you pay the price for the vision will take care of you. But when you want to enjoy against the detriment, to the detriment of the vision will abandon you. We will go to CMS. And then Pastor Uka, because he's the one who knows, because he sold, before he came into God Save, he used to sell textile with his father. So he knows the dresses that are good. So he knows grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. So he'll be making the selection. Me, I'll be standing and be watching. Any member coming, I'll tell him, enter, enter. So Pastor Uka will hide inside and you will make the selection. We will select 10 white dresses instead of going to buy one packet shirt. We know that we have 10 we can be changing. The money of one packet shirt will buy us 10. Contentment. When we go, we will wash it. He has his washman and a cleaner who will starch it for us and starch it well. When we wear it, you will think, wow, looking great. But ladies and gentlemen, they were all bent down boutiques. But was that the end of our story? Today, one person can buy me a designer suit worth more than 100,000 naira. One person. One dress of mine can buy me all the dresses I've been wearing in those days of bent down boutique. Today, if I'm going to the tire of Escalade alone, can buy me some Tokumbo. Because the tire is about 100 and something, so it can buy me one car. But some years ago, it was not like that. Be contented with what you have. Celebrate God with that one room. Take care of that one room as if you're taking care of a palace. Jesus said, if you know how to take good care of what belongs to another, God will give you your own. But if you don't know how to take care of another man's property, God will not give you your own. And why is it that people don't know how to do that? Because they don't have a grateful heart. They just handle people's property. They say, it's not my own. It's government. Government is who? It's the office. I don't care. How much are they even paying me? See how much they are giving me. Ungrateful heart. Be grateful. And you will have great gain. Lift up your hand and say, the year 2016 is my year of great gain. Remember, God said it's a year of greatness. So if you want to enjoy great things, great gain, be contented. People are carrying their head to a particular place to plait their hair. And they are paying 2,000, 3,000. You too, you want to go there. Instead of you to look for the place where a woman can plait your head for 200 naira. You are looking for 2,000. You are already putting yourself in your mortuary. You know, we are enjoying. You. Because of lack of contentment. Paul said in verse 8. Paul. In verse 8 of that scriptures. He said, but having food and clothing. But if we have food and clothing, with these, we will be content. With these, let us be contented. Let me tell you the truth. Every other thing is gyara. The basic things you need in this life is the cloth to cover your nakedness. And then the food you need to eat. Why do you have to worry yourself? Because somebody is wearing. Do you know that I've never till today? Okay. Let me ask two sisters. Is a sister having Hollandies here? Any sister having Hollandies? Is anybody wearing Hollandies here now? Is anybody wearing Hollandies? I just want to make something. If you're a woman, you're wearing Hollandies. Stand. Raise your hand. Okay, if you are wearing super wax and super print, super wax, huh? Any woman with super wax? Women wearing super wax. What is your own? Stand up. Your own is what? Is lower wax or super wax? Oh yeah, come, super wax. Your own is what? Come, super wax. Now, whether it is super print, let me tell you here, or it is Hollandis, I don't know the difference. Let me tell you, somebody who is wearing super print, it is the person who wears that the cloth fits. Somebody will wear Hollandis and be looking rakashe. That you will never like Hollandis all your life. And somebody will be wearing super print. You say, wow. Where did you get it? It is the person who wears. I remember some time ago, somebody wore a suit. I never dreamt I'd wear that suit again. The man wear the suit, it is like chimpanzee. So one day I said, what am I doing? So I decided to size up and wear the same suit. Everybody was coming around to say, where did you get it? It is the person who wears it. Be contented with what you have. Celebrate God with what you have. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm about to bless you and lay my hands on you and you go home. Tomorrow we'll continue. Why is it that the devil is reigning in many of us, ruling us, defeating us? Because we are not grateful. We are not thankful. I told you this story some time ago of the glasses. I realized that I was wearing this glass. It was making me something else. I decided to change it. And you know what? I go to a shop. I ask them for the price of a glass. They told me the price of that glass is about $1,000. I say, yeah? For glass? I know where to get. So I came back to Lagos. And people were selling glasses on the road. Running. I saw a designer glass. 150. The man told me, okay, 1,000 naira. I said, come on, what's in 1,000? 100 naira, Joe. What's in the talk? 100 naira. He said, no, Ogaba. I said, how much? I'm even giving you gyara. Okay, 120 naira. He said, oh yeah, Ogaba, bring 150. I bought the glass, 150 naira. But that same frame is being sold $1,000. When I wore the glass, people were thinking I was wearing 1,000. They didn't know I was wearing less than $1. You want to put yourself where God has not, you will burn your hands. Be contented with what God has given you. This year, God has done more than enough for all of you that are here and all of you that are watching by television, wherever you are. When you learn to give thanks to God, God will give you more. Bow down your heads in prayer. I'm going to give you 2 minutes only. Louder than anybody, you will repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Past last year, other years, I've not been grateful. I complain a lot. I'm not grateful for where you gave me. I'm not grateful for the children you gave me. I'm not grateful for the house you gave me. I'm not grateful for the marriage you gave me. I'm not grateful for this, Lord. And there are millions of other people that are looking at me. They want to take my place. I'm not grateful. Father, forgive me. I'm not grateful for the dress. I'm not grateful for joy. I'm not grateful for peace. I'm not grateful for the word. I'm not grateful. Father, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If you want to bow down, please do bow down before the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. That's why you realize that a lot of miracles could not be performed in your life. God couldn't heal you. God couldn't save you. God couldn't do much that he wants to do because of an ungrateful heart. Lord, forgive me. Now begin to tell the Lord, for the remaining days of my life, I will give thanks to you. In the morning, in the evening. Thank you for life. Thank you for home. Thank you for the family you gave me. Thank you for the family I belong to now. I'm grateful. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the clothes. Thank you for the house. There are many people that desire to be hearing what you're hearing. They don't have the privilege. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank God for all the blessing he has given you. Instead of dwelling on negatives, worry and this, worry on that. Your mouth is just always full of worries. Why are you killing yourself? You cannot defeat Satan that way, and God will not pity you either. Change now. God gave you a man. You're married now, but now you're full of complaint. There are other people that are more better than you. They are not. How many of your mates left school? Look at where they are. Go to the village, you will see them. They are your mates. While you were in school, they were even better than you. But see what God has done for you. Some of your mates are even idol worshippers now. Some of your mates have run mental. God has been good to you. Some have ended up as prostitutes. Why are you not grateful for God giving you those children? Why are you not grateful? Why are you not grateful? Why are you not grateful to the kind of family you come from? You complain a lot. This and this is not done. This and that is not. 2015 is over. 2016, for you to be great, you must be contented. You must learn to give thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I would like you to rise on your feet. You see, one thing I've learned in this life every day is to know that I am not where I used to be. If you don't have this picture, you will never be great. What makes you great in life is a thankful heart. It's a thankful heart. That's why today when you're in a kind of a situation, you know that God has done it before for me. This one too, He will help me through. Give thanks with a grateful heart. 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 Oh, they tell you that if there is famine, there is hunger everywhere. There is hunger everywhere. Did you die of hunger? Did you? How many of you have gone to bed if you're not on a dry fasting for 3 days? You didn't get a meal to eat. Do you know that even when there is nobody, God will send some animals? I remember sometimes when I used to be in the bush and I need something to eat and there is nothing, God will send a kind of big rat. And I will catch the rat and roast it. He has given me a good meat. God is good. All the people that don't have a thankful heart, they die in the wilderness of life. They don't get to their destination. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Tomorrow I'm going to share some things with us that will help you. Don't ever compare yourself. Thank God for where you are. You're going far. Don't ever look at evil people and envy them. I am not. Let me tell you the truth here. Let me give you this. It's just like a young man some years ago who came here. He said, God told him to tell me that the kind of crowd he wants to give me here, and then he started comparing me with another person. I knew that was not the voice of God. Because I don't want anything that would make me to lose my peace. I'm not in... My elder brother has about 18 children. I don't envy him. He has 18. Me, I have 5. He has 18 and he's still producing. Last month, he told me, he said, there are more coming. He said, because when I was born, they said, me, I will never be a child. So now I want to give you people children. But I don't envy him. I don't envy him with 18. I'm only thinking about this, my 5. And also the responsibility is adding more. So when somebody is having 1 million congregation and you have 10, it is not in the crowd, it is in the obedience of your calling. If God's calling on your life is to win a soul and disciple that one soul, your assignment is done. It's how faithful you are in your assignment. It is not in the crowd, it is in the disciples. Because you can end up raising crowd and none of them will go to heaven. And then you have disciples that they make it to heaven. You just put yourself on unnecessary. You want to be, I want to, Prophet Abuba built 11 story. I want to be 15. God didn't tell you. It is out of God. If God has not said build, I will not try it. I will not try it. But you're all now out of competition. I'm going to build 15. Go ahead. The kind of pain and stress you will go through, you don't need it. They that are contented don't choke their heart with sorrow. But they that are not contented, they choke their heart with different sorrow. Friend, if you're living in one room today, I see you coming to a place where you'll be living in a mansion. But you see, arrive in time. Arrive in time. Life becomes sweeter. Lives become better. Get there in time. Don't get there ahead of your time. You will crash. Take it slow, brother. God has a plan for you. Sister, do what is right. Don't say, well, I'm going to be contented, though, but I'll be lazy. Do your work. Aspire for great things, but start with small things. Do well in the small thing. Lift up your hands to heaven. I'm going to lay hands on, bless you quickly. As your hands are raised high, lift them very high. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's why, bring down those hands. I saw a lady sometime here. She comes to service late. She, when people are praying, she is psychedelic. So one day I call her. I was standing out there. I call her. I said, ah, when you were looking for a husband, you were on fire. Fire, fire. Number one in everything. Now God gave you the husband. You are the one down that is dragging him even down. Do you know that you are not the number one? Somebody was there. Ungrateful heart. The reason why some of us slow down in our walk with God is because we are not grateful. If you are grateful, you will serve God much more than you have ever served him before. So I'm going to give you this. The reason why I need to bring this into your mind. That God has done so much. And he has not never been celebrated enough for what he has done. Raise your two hands now above everybody else. No prayer will be done, but your mouth will be saying thank you. You will thank him for only 2 minutes. Then I will lay my hands on all of you. Louder than you can within your strength. Go ahead. Now begin to mention the good things God has done for you. Thank him. When you have a thankful heart, heaven will be on earth for you. You will enjoy heaven on earth. Life will become sweet. Life will become better. Life will become glorious. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate the Lord. God is pleased when you thank him. I give you 1 more minute. Give him praise. This is the way to greatness, is thanksgiving. You conquer your enemy by thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Oh, thank you for life. Thank you for joy of salvation. Thank you for making me radical for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for showing me the truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for molding me. Thank you for crushing me. Thank you for breaking me. Thank you, Father, for being tough on me. Thank you for chastising me so that I can be the best. I can be the best, Lord. Thank you. Oh, King of Glory, you created me. You created my inmost being. You are the one that made me together, Father. I bless you. Oh, I give you the glory, King of Glory. Lord, I thank you for the way you made me. I praise you, Father, because of the way you made me. Fearfully and wonderfully, Father. Thank you for allowing the pressures of life to cook me. Make me steadfast. Make me stable. Make me consistent. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every persecution. Thank you for every threat on my life. Father, all of this is to build my confidence in you. Oh, King of Glory, I worship you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you so much, O Lord. Thank you for the wilderness experience. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the way you are coaching me, Father, to be accountable to you, to be faithful, to be a faithful steward. Father God Almighty, to drive for excellence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the times of rejection. Thank you for the times that I've been despised. Thank you for the times that I've been scorned. Father, all of that, oh God Almighty, is to humble me. My God and my Father, to draw me closer to you. I want to give you the glory. I want to give you the glory. Thank you, Father, for every day of my life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just raise your hands high, left, right hand, lift it high, close your eyes, say with me, Almighty Father, I want to thank you for creating me. I want to thank you for making me. Thank you for planting me where I am now. Thank you, Father. Thank you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am grateful, Father. Thank you for framing my body. Thank you for making me your secret place. Thank you for the way you made my eyes. Thank you for the way you made my head. Thank you for the way you made my skin. Thank you for the house you have given to me. Thank you for the family I belong to now. I am eternally grateful. Father, Father, even when I didn't know anything, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days of my life, they are written before you. They are written in your book. Father, all that I am doing is that I am manifesting your purpose. I'm grateful because I am not an accident. You have a plan for my life. You want my life to please you. You want my life to honor you. You want my life to praise you. Thank you for the privilege. I am grateful, Father. Forgive me for my stubbornness. Forgive me for my insubordination. Forgive me for my resistance. Forgive me for looking at other people to envy them. I'm sorry, Almighty Father. From now, I will celebrate you for where I am. This is the best that has happened in my life. If I have been in the other places, I was looking from afar, life would have been disastrous. But Father, because I am in your plan, you brought me where I am so that you can make me, so that you can mold me, so that you can manifest me. I am grateful, Father. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you for the family I'm coming from. I give you all the glory. Father, I give you thanks with reverence, with fear in my heart. From now, the 1st of January, 2016, I vow to you, Father, I will never take you for granted. I will never take the privilege you have given me for granted. I will never take it lightly. There are 1,000,000,001 people that are waiting for me to leave my position so that they can take my place. Father, forgive me for looking outside and not appreciating where I am. I give thanks to you. Thank 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 you. Finally say, Father, I am sorry for giving Satan power because of an ungrateful heart. Father, because of ingratitude, you withdrew from me. You allow me with Satan. But from now, Father, Father, morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, I will give thanks to you. For everything, I will give thanks to you. Thank you, Father, because this year, everything will work together for my good, for my goodness, for my greatness, for my liftings, for my promotions, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear the loudest amen. Put your two hands on your head. Close your eyes. Father, I thank you because today you have made this your children special. And Father, as I just obey you, you say for the next 14 days, do this because I am moving them from the cursed generation to the blessed generation. Father God Almighty, you created them, you crafted them, you designed them. You're the one who did it. Before the foundation of the world, Father, Lord, you planned for them. Father, none of them here is an accident. They have made mistakes before, but now they are taking their places. Almighty Father, I pray that your will be accomplished in their lives. Father, I pray that from this day, they will not drag the Holy Ghost down. But I pray that they will allow the Holy Ghost to move them higher. Father, you plan for their birth. The day they were going to be born, where they are going to be born, how they were going to be born. You are the one who put them in their family. You chose every one of their 23 pairs of chromosomes. You chose every one of their 10,000 plus genes. You are the one who crafted every part of their spiritual life. And Father, today you got them safe and you gave them the spiritual heritage. What others are looking for, they are dying for Satan because they thought that is the way. But these ones, you saved them. Father, you brought them to the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And they are saved today by your blood. They are redeemed today by your blood. Father, I pray for the remaining days of their lives, thanksgiving will possess them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they will enjoy the fullness of your glory. They will enjoy the beauty of the Most High God. Almighty Father, every negative aspect of their life, they will testify like Joseph, that even though you plan evil, God took your evil and turned it around for good. Every one of you, as I lay my hands on you, you will enjoy the beauty of heaven. 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 You will have a sweet spirit with the Father. The Father will enjoy fellowshipping with you. The Holy Spirit will enjoy fellowshipping with you. Jesus will enjoy fellowshipping with you. And when the Father is pleased with you, Satan will be destroyed. Therefore, I decree and declare, as this grace, this hand touches you, every works of darkness will collapse in your life. You will learn to give thanks to the Lord. Your hands will celebrate God. Your mouth will sing unto the Lord. Your heart will rejoice unto God. From today, whatever people who thought in their heart to do something for you, you didn't. They thought to do something for you and they did it. From today, you will learn to celebrate it. You will learn to give thanks for it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that someone who gave you a house you don't pay, you will not begin to think about a mansion you don't have. You will celebrate God for what you have. I pray that somebody who gave you a work to work, instead of you staying at home burning away, somebody give you where you can walk so that God can bless the labor of your hand. I pray from now, the spirit that ruled and destroyed Nigerians, it shall no more rule your life. This year, you're going to be a special person in this country. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No more complaining. No more unthankfulness. Your family will enjoy you. Your parents will enjoy you. Your children will enjoy you. Your husband will enjoy you. I decree and declare your boss and your leaders will enjoy you. I decree that for your sake, like Joseph, Potiphar will prosper. That even in the prison, because of the nature of thanksgiving, God will make you to prosper. Heavenly Father, those that have tempered with things that are not their own because of greediness, I am asking for your mercy. Please have mercy upon them. And I'm praying that, Lord, they will go and restitute. They'll go and confess it so that they can live a better life. I pray that from now, everybody will begin to live within what you have given to them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God Almighty, whom I serve, who gave me an approval to bless you, I bless you today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Thank you for this miracle today. Thank you for the finishing of your grace. What you've done today is so awesome, wonderful, and great. Blessed be your name forever. And let the people give the Lord a big shout of hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord.